You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the Schoonsboomer Downhill Ski Race is one of the last community recreational ski races in Canada. This past weekend, the Schoonsboomer marked 39 years, almost 40, and it was one of the biggest yet. Hundreds of racers from across the Bulkley Valley and beyond donned costumes and sleek, skin-tight racing suits, all vying to be the fastest skier on the hill. I had the pleasure of digging into the sights and sounds of the 39th annual Schoonsboomer on the famous Twinkle Toes Run on the north side of Hudson Bay Mountain. It's a pretty windy morning here on Hudson Bay Mountain's north side. We're at the top of Twinkle Toes, a very long run, very fast run today. There's fences up and gates as racers are all clamoring around, getting into position, getting focused and ready to go to rip down the hill and hit their time. I see a number of faces here, young and old, but everyone seems to be getting their skis prepped and standing in line waiting for their turn. The forerunners, as they call them, are just about to hit the slope, to hit this run and see how fast they can go. There is rumor that some people might break 120 kilometers an hour down this run, but we'll see what happens. Right now, I'm going to chat with a longtime ski racer and one of the members of the Smithers Ski Club.
Phil Bernier.
Phil, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling fantastic, yeah.
Nice. How many Schoonsboomers is this for you?
Oh, I think this is probably like my 12th Schoonsboomer, yeah.
I hear you're the winner from last year, the reigning champ.
Defending champ, yeah, that's right.
Okay. What does one have to do to win the Schoonsboomer?
Stay loose and go fast.
Yeah. What kind of gear are you using? Because looking around, you know, I see some old skis, old long skis.
Oh yeah, lots of old skis floating around here. Everybody's got their downhill suits and the fast wax, so yeah.
I guess what do you love about this thing? You know, this is Schoonsboomer is almost 40 years old, something like that. You know, it's one of the longest running community ski races in Canada. What do you love about it?
It's just such a good environment. Everybody's coming up the hill, having a good time. They got their teams. And yeah, 39 years of consecutive Schoonsboomers is pretty cool history.
What goes into making sure that this gets off without a hitch? There's lots of people who are lining up right now. Dave says he needs to focus. What do you need to do to kind of be in the zone?
Well, there's lots that go into prepping the course, putting up B-nets and all the safety and making sure all the timing's ready to go. And then, yeah, when it comes to race day, you just want to focus, keep your head down, and make sure you don't make any mistakes.
One of the other things is, you know, there's a lot of youngsters here too, and I know, you know, part of the organizing team is Smithers Ski and Snowboard. You know, what does it mean to have a lot of the youngsters kind of doing this? What does it do to help them kind of evolve in their skill as a skier and snowboarder?
It's super important. All of us are alumni of the ski club, and now we're all parents, and we got kids, and kids are looking at us, seeing that we're having a good time, and looking towards doing the same thing.
All right, good luck today.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Jess Hall.
Jess Hall?
Yeah.
And Jess, it looks like you're performing some sort of operation on your ski. What are you doing here?
So we're brushing them, we're putting a little extra juice, we call it, you know, just to help us out in the first flat section here when it's a little bit wet like this.
Yeah. The snow is pretty soft and squishy. So what do you got to kind of do? What's kind of rule of thumb to make sure that you're getting up to speed?
Well, good start is always good. Good push. The more you can get out of the start fast, the better you're going to be on the flats. Yeah.
I hear that these are trade secrets a lot of the time, what people are putting on their skis.
You bet. It's basically whatever we can find in our cupboard from, like, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, whatever's left. Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
This is fun.
Yeah. This is from back in our racing days.
You're going to want to do? How old are these skis?
Well, old, as you can see, right? Yeah. But the older they are, the faster they get.
Totally.
Yeah.
They're so thick. Oh, man.
One of the main organizers of this big event, of the Shoes Boomer, is the Smithers Ski Club. It's also Hudson Bay Mountain in general. This is a community event, so lots of people involved. But right now we're going to chat with one of the main organizers who's been doing this for quite some time.
I'm Cormac Ickish. I'm the president of the Smithers Ski and Snowboard Club, and here helping out with the 39th Shoes Boomer downhill.
Awesome, Cormac. Cormac, how many Shoes Boomers is this for you now?
That's a really good question. I would estimate between 15 and 20 Shoes Boomers I've now done. Yeah.
What's the Shoes Boomer all about? Because it's one of the longest running, if not the longest running, community ski race in Canada.
Yeah, it's one of the only masters-oriented downhill race in the country. There's only two in British Columbia, and I don't know about the rest of the country. It's been around for almost 40 years. It started in 1984, actually. By a generation above me, and it's an incredible event. We have over 100 athletes every year. People bring out their longest, fastest skis that they can find from their ski tickle trunks, or they rummage from friends, and we've also got lots of serious younger athletes competing as well, because it's open to our club members here and from afar. And so we get lots of locals that come. Some in costumes, many in costumes, old gear like I'm wearing, but others wear costumes. And people come from all around BC now. We've got friends here from Williams Lake, from Prince George. We've got people down in the Okanagan and Vancouver talking about coming next year for the 40th annual. So it's a great event.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always struck by a lot of the gear. Obviously it's old, but it looks fresh. You know, it's been kept well. What do you love about the Shoes Boomer? Because there is an eclectic crew of you know, folks like yourself that have been doing this for a long time, that are, you know, got the need for speed, some long skis, but we also have a lot of youngsters here that are also part of the ski club. So what do you love about the Shoes Boomer coming back every year?
Well, I love the camaraderie. Everyone's having so much fun, and even though it's ferociously competitive, there's a lot of sharing of information and intel and, you know, trading ideas back and forth. And even though some of this gear looks quite old, if you look at us going out of the start, it's actually fairly modern stuff. The skis have been made perfect to perfection. Some are new, some are old. The base of a ski, you just don't know if they're fast until you've tried it a few times. But as you know, young and old, we all help each other out. We have a lot of fun. It's all about how fast were you at the finish, how much fun did you have. And then another thing I really like about it, in the afternoon is the race run. So the fastest people, it's only that one run in the afternoon that counts. Nobody knows their results until later on in the evening. And so there's a precious few hours where we all don't know. We're all equal. And we're all just talking about how great it was and how wonderful it was. And then awards, there's cheers and rahs, there's surprises and tears, and it's just all the emotions. It's a great, great day.
No doubt. You know, right now, every year is a little bit different. Some years I've been up here, quite a few years I've been up here, and it's been, you know, very little visibility. Today it's pretty nice, but the snow is pretty sticky and soft. What do you gotta do to your skis to make sure in this kind of condition that you're gonna hit that spot?
Well, mass equals momentum, so the heavier you are, the better, which doesn't help me. There's only so much I can do there, but definitely tucking is important, so your aerodynamics. Longer skis is better, and then you know, what goes on your bases is a bit of a trade secrets. There's definitely some really interesting stuff going on those bases. Some of it's fairly pricey. People put some money into this program because they want to be on that podium.
No doubt.
But you'll have to ask others for those trade secrets.
Yeah, I know. I'll leave them be secrets.
Yeah.
Just the last thing for you, Cormac. You know, one of the things is counting the speed. you know, gauging the speed. How fast are people going here? Like at the top of the list, how fast are we talking about?
Well, I just came from the bottom. I was clocked at 113 kilometers an hour. And then the two fastest guys were 116. We might crack 120 kilometers an hour here today.
Oh, wow.
And some of these younger kids are going over 100. That was their goal, to break 100. And we had two younger girls in their teens. They were both 101 and 109, I think.
Oh,
so, yeah, there's some fast speeds down there.
No doubt.
It's safe. There's netting. We give them lots of training, but it's a lot of fun. It's a fast race.
We're coming up on 40 years here. You mentioned the 39th Shoe Spoomer. Where do we go from here? What's the future hold for the Shoe Spoomer here on Hudson Bay Mountain?
Well, I think there's a lot of things we're going to keep. I think next year we're going to get a bigger turnout, so we're already talking about what that looks like. So stay tuned for some more interesting swag. Everyone walks away with something. So some real storytelling. And I think we're going to get a lot of people come from other parts of the province to race next year at the 40th.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Cormac. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. That was great.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.